Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 159, Social Networks Legal Nurse Consultants Need to Use. Which social networks do you need to use? I still run into legal nurse consultants who are not using social media at all. Without social media, you will remain a best kept secret. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. What can you do as a legal nurse consultant to stand out on social media? These are commonly used social networks and tips for using each. And I'm going to cover three in this program. The best business social network is LinkedIn. You heard Karen Yankovich talk about LinkedIn in the previous Legal Nurse podcast. Often thought of as the professional version of Facebook, LinkedIn has a lot of potential for anyone who's trying to build a brand. If you really want your LinkedIn to represent you well and to make your legal nurse consulting business stand out, start making more connections on LinkedIn. This is one social network you must use, even if you don't use the others. This is a few best practices to work with your LinkedIn social media plan. First of all, pay attention to your profile. LinkedIn has a huge profile component. In order to stand out here, fill in every blank that you possibly can. This includes creating an introductory video, a great professional headshot, referrals, recommendations, and testimonials from your attorney clients. Be sure to publish. LinkedIn allows you to publish legal nurse consulting articles that can potentially get a high amount of viewers, even outside of your connections. This is because all of the second tier connections, who are your connections, they can see the content that you publish. Make sure your content is unique, timely, and relevant. They'll even give you writing ideas once you click on Write an Article under your profile header. Third piece is to connect. It is tempting to connect to anyone and everyone on LinkedIn. However, like most social media platforms, it's best to connect with only the relevant people you know. Start with the friends you already have and build your connections over time. You can narrow down the relevancy even more according to your needs. Use your connections to get introductions to attorneys. Here is a huge tip. Look for a person you want to connect with. Go to that person's profile. When you send your connection request there, you are able to modify the invitation language to make it personal. You cannot modify it if you select that person's name from the list of people that LinkedIn suggests for you. The fourth piece is to engage. LinkedIn has many groups that probably relate to your business or your niche or your topics. I run Legal Nurse Consulting Marketing. Join my group. Make a commitment to engage with your connections on a regular basis. Contributing awesome information and content will attract the audience you want. Complete your profile and keep it updated. Reach out to others. You'll stand out. So many people are relying on automation now that when someone gets real and personal, they'll automatically make an impression. We interrupt this show for a word from our sponsor. Do you remember this wording? Before we continue, I'll share a resource that directly helps LNCs make sense of social media. I wrote a book specifically to address the power of social media in helping LNCs attract clients. You'll use it to discover how to use common social media platforms so you can decide where to invest your time. Social Media for Legal Professionals is an essential book for legal nurse consultants. In Chapter 1, I give you an introduction to social media, and Chapter 2 focuses on the role of social media in relationship marketing. The third chapter discusses Facebook. The fourth chapter focuses in on marketing with Twitter. In Chapter 5, I devote an entire chapter to LinkedIn. Chapter 6 covers websites and blogs. Chapter 7 covers branding. And Chapter 8 gives you an overview of video marketing for legal professionals. You can get this book at a 25% discount by using the coupon code of LISTENED in the shopping cart. Use this link for ordering, lnc.tips/social book. That's LNC. That's http://lnc.tips/social book. Now I'm going to focus on Facebook. It can be amazing. You'll find your clients on Facebook. According to Statista.com, on a monthly basis, there are over 1.7 billion active users on Facebook. The best way to stand out on Facebook is to encourage interaction in a variety of ways. Your Facebook friends will applaud you when you share with them. And please keep in mind that religion and politics can alienate your clients. Every now and then, Facebook changes its image sizes. Keep up to date on the best sizes to use so that they are more appealing and shareable. Use images and updates to help your audience find you in the sea of information in their news feeds. Use well-made, branded, attention-grabbing images to help promote your topic and updates. And please, use a photo of you, not your dog, not your child, not your cat, not you and your spouse, you. The content you share on Facebook should lead readers to take some sort of action, whether it's going to your website, your blog, or getting them to sign up for your email list. Plan the purpose or a call to action for all content before you share it. Don't share anything that is unrelated or uninteresting to your readers. And don't blindly share content. Most Facebook users are not there to buy. Generally, they dislike advertisements and people who promote too much. Engage with users on Facebook for maximum impact. You cannot leave things to chance on Facebook. If you have something important to share with your audience, use the tools available to promote it. You can promote a post, run an ad campaign, and share items more than once. Facebook is the place to be if you want to increase the size of your loyal audience base. Answer questions on other people's groups, be a resource, go live, do Facebook Live videos with important information for your audience. Try to do that a couple times a week. The third platform I'll share information about with you on this program is called Twitter. You've heard of Twitter. You may use Twitter. You may dislike Twitter. A lot of people are not neutral when it comes to Twitter. It has over 313 million active monthly users. So in all probability, your audience is on Twitter. I find that most attorneys use LinkedIn for business purposes, they use Facebook for social purposes, and they use Twitter to promote themselves. If you want to go beyond the usual appropriate hashtags, here are some best practices and important tips to help you stand out on Twitter. First, repeat your tweets. More than any other social network, repeating tweets is an essential component of ensuring that your ideas are seen, commented on, and shared. While other networks frown on this practice, Twitter encourages it. Try sharing a slightly different tweet about the same information two or three times a day. Be sure you space out each repeated tweet several hours apart to get the most engagement. And don't forget the weekend. Weekends are a good time to interact with Twitter users. Some people may not have the time to be able to look at Twitter during the week time, the week, and therefore they are looking more at Twitter on the weekends. Use what you know about the habits of your target market to find out when your audience engages on Twitter. You might be surprised at how much you'll stand out from others who aren't doing it. Also use images. Twitter is increasingly incorporating images. They help you brand yourself, use your logo, let the image speak for itself with a small blurb on the image. Promote yourself with your most important tweets on Twitter to get more bang for your time. When you know you want your audience to perform a specific action from tweet, that's a good time to promote it. Twitter has a lot of promise when it comes to social media promotions. You can use Twitter ads, Twitter pics, and even video to stand out from the crowd. Avoid too much automation and focus on interaction, especially on Twitter. Take advantage of the fast pace and tweet in the moment. These social networks are places to start. Pick one, master it, and add another. Your goal of connecting with clients will be met if you interact, share, comment, and post. Be sure to get a copy of my book, Social Media for Legal Professionals. Get this book at a 25% discount by using the coupon code of LISTENED in the shopping cart. Use this link for ordering, http://lnc.tips/socialbook. That link again is http://lnc.tips/socialbook. And tune in again next week for a new show. Be sure to go to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and subscribe to our transcript service. We offer you free transcripts of all of our shows so that you can refer to the information again and deepen your knowledge and keep on learning. And thanks so much for being a part of this show.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.